Think Pair Share. How many of you use a Turn to Your Partner or a Think Pair Share in class? A couple of you. Cool. Think Pair Share is very interesting. It's a very great way to get some kind of cooperative learning going on in a very focused or small group. The format of a Think Pair Share is you ask a question. You give them some individual think time. 30 seconds is about all that I ever allow. So some just a little bit of time for them to jot down one or two ideas. Then you make sure that's quiet time. Then you have them turn to a neighbor or a partner to discuss it. Once again, you give them about a minute, so 30 seconds each to discuss it. And then at the end of that, you ask for volunteers or randomly assign where they share that with the class. This can be with any question that you want. This is a great way to talk about or to find out the prior knowledge on a subject before you kind of start discussing a subject. And it takes generally less than 5 minutes of time in the class. Some tips on making sure that this Think, Pair, Share works well is you must allow that 30 seconds for individual think time for those introverted learners who need a little bit of time to think about what they're going to share with a neighbor. And 30 seconds is usually enough. When you assign groups, I usually specifically assign groups, so I tell them to partner up with someone behind them, someone next to them, someone in front of them, you know, give them a location. I limit the pairs to less than 3 people in a group. That way no one can hide. I limit the time in the pairs. So if it doesn't take a minute, I cut it off. Keep it short, otherwise they get off task quickly. I walk around class, and then the most important part of this tip is to randomly call on those pairs at the end to hold them accountable for doing the thinking and the sharing with class. Great way to get them started in thinking and discussing and questioning on the material. That's it